Saturday, March 16th, WGHN Radio presented Everything Expo 2024, everything and more from Central Park Place, downtown Grand Haven. We spoke with various businesses and nonprofits throughout the event about what makes them unique. One of the organizations we had the pleasure of interviewing is Nancy Heitzman, Handwriting Analysis.
Everything Expo, Everything and More 2024. And part of the more, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very unique guest right here. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the segment's going straight to the Broadcast Museum. We have Nancy Heitzman here, and Nancy Heitzman is with Nancy Heitzman Handwriting Analysis. Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
How are you, dear?
Doing really good.
Okay, so now let's kind of explain what you do, and we're actually going to do this live on the air. So what is, I mean, are you a part of investigations? What do you do?
No, actually, I've been analyzing handwriting since 1962.
Okay.
And I'm a certified graphical analyst, and all I'm trained to do is interpret personality through handwriting analysis. I have worked with psychologists. I've done application screening for companies. I've done a lot of speaking, different organizations, and I'm just trained to interpret personality. It's all it is a personality profile of you as an individual.
So let's say I have a factory that's making widgets, and I'm interviewing a guy and or gal, and they sign something, and I just say, Nancy, this is their signature. What can you tell me about them?
Okay. First of all, what I do is I say, where do you want this person? Are you going to put this person dealing with the public? Are they behind the scenes person? And then I look at the writing and I tell them, well, this writer has to have communication, they have to be on the go, or this person's not going to be good with the public, they're going to be good behind the scenes, they can run your business, but as far as talking to people, they might not be, very well, it very well. But I just look at the slant, the pressure where it's put on the paper. There are three areas in writing, a desire, a decide, and a develop area. Mm-hmm. And I look at all three of those areas, and again, I've been doing it for so long.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now, Nancy, we're going to do one of these live on the air, and, this is Mr. Marconi, it's going right in for the award. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, you just want me to sign my name?
Just like I would a check. I need your autograph.
All right, and then you're going to take a look at it. All right, here we go. All right, there you go.
Okay, the first thing when I look at your writing, I see the enthusiasm. That'll find you in sales of a product or sales of an idea.
Yep.
You are a communicator in every sense of the word. Your ability to deal with the public is all very strong. Your management skills are strong. You have a love of culture, beauty, the nicer things in life. You are persistent. That's your try and try again trait. In spite of all those things, you are a behind the scenes person. You want people to get off your back and leave you alone. This is a part of you that you need a time for rejuvenation. And when you need that time for rejuvenation, you have to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're very spiritual. That's your belief in a creator, what you perceive to be a creator. The persistence of try and try again trait is very strong throughout the writing. You have a lot of tenacity. That's your ability to hold on when things get rough. And you are analytical, and that's management all the way. You see the big picture. You're comprehensive. You understand things quickly. Now, these writers, when they're younger in school, don't always do very well, but it has nothing to do with your intellect. You probably have a very high IQ, but it has nothing to do with the fact that you're hyperactive. Your mind's going a million miles a minute. So you're all over the place. You can never sit still. Sometimes these people are involved in music. A lot of times I find them in law enforcement. Sometimes they're lawyers. But your ability to deal with the public, promote, they're in bands. Music is always a strong part of what they do. And so I would say, and right now when I look at your writing where it's placed on the paper, I see that you're getting out of the past into the future. So you're making some decisions, getting ready to move ahead. This could be job. It could be moving. It could be personal things that are going on in your life. And I'm not a fortune teller. Handwriting analysis ends where fortune telling begins, and that's not what I do. But you're precise and you're exact in all you do. These are natural architecture, engineering, designing skills.
Oh.
And whether you use those areas, it could be used in the musical areas as well. And also, the enthusiasm that you have, and you're an international person. You could do business internationally. Anytime I find these people.
Well, I did marry a girl from the Philippines.
But you're very precise and exact, and you're a perfectionist. It doesn't mean you're perfect. Just says, I have a way of doing things.
Yeah.
Get off my back and leave me alone.
Yeah.
And so, but everything about you is public. But your private part is your private part. You really need that time for rejuvenation.
Yeah, I do. Nancy, I got a question. Have you been looking in my bedroom window since I was a child and following along? But no, I mean, that's very dead on. And when people were listening to her talk, they're like, oh, she's reading that. No, she's just talking. She's just talking. Okay, so then... You gathered all of that from just how I said it. Well, and you were very, I mean, you're probably, I'd say you were like 99.9% dead on with me.
Okay. Well, first of all, I've been trained to do this. I've been doing it for since 1962.
Yeah.
So you've got to realize it's taken a lot of time for me to develop my trade.
Yeah.
And I used to teach it at community college. I had my own storefront, and I've worked with psychologists, and I've worked with companies and told them where their people fit. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of speaking. I've been on radio and television. I wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in that book, it's...
Yeah, give a plug. Give a plug, yeah.
It's, you can only buy it on Lulu. If you bought it on Amazon, you'd pay more for it. Mm-hmm. It's called Right to the Point, W-R-I-T-E, and it's Nancy German, and... it's on Lulu, and it's self-publishing. My daughter did the illustration, so it's available.
Okay.
It doesn't cost very much money. You can even download it for even cheaper.
Oh, all right.
So, but anyway, that's what I've been doing for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I started doing handwriting is because I always tell people I graduated at the bottom of my class.
Yeah.
And my mother, there were 13 of us, and she said, well, you're smarter than that. Mm-hmm. So I found a book on handwriting analysis at the library, and mm-hmm. it told me I had all these qualities. So I got my hairdresser license, and then I went and got my real estate license. And then I thought, nah, I'm going to go get my certification for handwriting.
Okay.
And that's what I've been doing ever since.
So then, have you ever had the situation of, like, in life, maybe, like, you've gotten a check and you've seen a signature and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know if this check's good.
No, I'm not a question document examiner.
Okay.
And there are people who are trained to interpret whether it's a forgery or not.
Yeah.
But sometimes people call me and ask me to do that, and I tell them I am not court certified,
mm-hmm.
but I can pretty much take a guess at whether it is or whether it isn't.
Okay.
But that's not my area of expertise. I like to do it for kids. And by the time your child starts scribbling, I can analyze it because I'm only analyzing a stroke.
Yeah.
And barring all unforeseeable circumstances, I can tell you what direction that child's going into.
Wow.
And I can't tell you how many people have come back to me after and for all the years I've been doing this and telling me how things had turned out for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because you're like everything you're talking about, like, you know, being creative into music, and I am management down here, but that's a very loose term. But the one thing you said is that you just want people to leave you alone.
Yes.
Darn Skippy, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to leave me alone and let me do my job.
You put a lot of energy into everything.
Yeah.
And once that energy is depleted, you need to get away.
Okay.
I don't care if it's a vacation or just locking yourself in your home for a while.
Okay. Can you tell, like, when somebody signs something, like, if they're, if well, you're just looking at it on a baseline, but can you tell if they're hiding something, like, about their personality? Like, did they write it and there might be something else going on?
Yeah, I see evasiveness in writing.
Okay.
And I can't tell you what it's about, but I can tell you they're evasive. They don't tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But I see that. I see that in all kinds of people and professionals. You have to realize some people cannot tell you the whole story. Doctors, I've done a lot of doctors, teachers, lawyers, nurses. I've done all professions. And I can look at your writing and tell your natural aptitudes of what profession you probably could be in.
Okay. Interesting. So you can look at this and you can tell he'd probably make a broadcaster.
In addition to that, you have to be on the go.
Oh.
Your mind's going a million miles a minute. You always have a lot of irons in the fire at the same time.
I do.
And it's just who you are. It's a part, and these are hereditary factors. Someone in your family had to have these qualities. You're part hereditary, what you were born with, and part environmental, what you were exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's engenetics, environment and genetics. So engenetically speaking, you're part of everything that was poured into you.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my brother's signature is very similar to mine. Because if you notice my J, we make our J's like mm-hmm. sevens, which is very quirky. Nobody does that, but he does that and I do that.
Well,
and
they're common denominators.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, our B's, we both do. We make our B's like 13s because 13 is our lucky number.
So and I'm number 13 in my family.
Get the heck out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, but I always took 13 because I know nobody ever wanted 13.
Yeah.
But, like, if I ever had to wear a number for sports, I always wanted 13. If I ever have to pick a number, I always take 13 because nobody else wants 13. Yeah. And if you've ever seen me sign things, my B looks like a 13, and that's why I do
well,
that.
Well, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
And you love culture, beauty, the nicer things in life. And when I picked that up, too,
uh-huh.
That's who you are.
Okay.
And you're an artist of sorts. So.
I am. You know? I hope my wife's listening to all this
but
stuff.
But you're also a perfectionist, and it doesn't mean you're perfect. It's just I have a way of doing things.
And I want it done a certain way.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but when you do something, when you manage, you expect a lot out of yourself.
Yeah.
And you're very competitive, but you expect a lot of others, too. But you wouldn't do anything more less than they would do. You know?
We have a young man in the lobby, NPR, who was our intern, and I used to tell him, I said, I would never ask you to do something I wouldn't do, but I expect a lot. I give you a lot of freedom. I don't get on their back, mm-hmm. but I expect a lot out of you.
Yep.
Wow. This is exciting.
But you're good at what you do.
I'd like to believe I am. Okay. And you are too. So then, when do you just do this for? I mean, is this a business?
Used to be.
Yeah.
But I'm 80 years old now.
Yeah.
You know, I was retired a long time ago, and then I've got physically sick, and so I've had a lot of medical issues. And then I was 71. I was doing really good.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that now I just love to do it because it helps people, and I was helped by it.
Yeah. Okay. And now, who's this young man here? Is this your handler?
That's my grandson, Trevor, and he's a sweetheart.
Okay.
He's helped me a lot.
Okay. Now, has Trevor picked up any of this? Have you tried to show Trevor the
You know what? I've got three grandsons with my daughter, Mary, and her husband, Eric. And, yes, they've all picked up a little bit on it.
Okay.
And so it's been interesting.
Yeah.
But think about my kids. I've been doing this for longer than they were born, so they had to be under scrutiny of my handwriting all these years.
Yeah. So then, have you ever done, like, a famous person's signature? Have you ever looked at a famous person's signature?
Well, on the air one time on the radio, I did the JonBenet Ramsey note.
Oh, wow.
And but I was with Michelle McCormick on, you know who she is?
Yeah.
Well, she's my cousin.
Oh, okay.
So I was on the air with her a couple of times.
Okay. So you did did you look at the note from
the note? I looked at the
JonBenet case.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Because
you didn't know who wrote it.
No, I didn't know who wrote it. But I can tell you one thing about that.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing about that writing. That person was an technical person. You can't tell sex by handwriting. It could be a man or a woman.
Yeah.
But that was a guy. I swear it was. And the things about that writing is they were very technical.
Yeah.
They were very precise and exact. They had a lot of childhood issues. There was something very wrong with that person who wrote that note. And I don't think it was a woman, because sometimes they said it was Patsy Ramsey who did it, but I doubt that. And even though I'm not a question document examiner, but there were a lot of things about that note. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I'm telling you, there's so many things I could tell you about that note.
Yeah.
So,
again, this is the note that, to refresh people's memories on the case, this was the note that they found in the house.
Right.
Even though I think they eventually found the girl in the house, JonBenet, they found her in the home, but they found this note in the house, and there's always been a question as to, you know, who did it or what.
Right.
And, because to me, like, the forensic value of what you do would be very interesting, too. But it's a unique skill, and it can apply to a lot of things. Like, you know, you use it for, like, companies or, you know, hiring people and whatnot. So, fascinating.
Well, you know, I've often wanted to do a column, like an Ann Landers or Dear Abby column, where I could do their handwriting and tell them, if they have a question to ask me, then I could tell them about their handwriting and say how they get along with their boss or somebody, you know, or their spouse. There's so many things that people ask questions.
Here's one, and maybe you've done this. Have you ever had a husband and a wife-to-be? They each sign it, and you say, listen, Bob, this ain't going to work out.
No, but one time I was at a function, and I did a husband and a wife, and there was absolutely no compatibility between the two of them. Now sometimes that can be a plus if they leave each other alone.
Yeah.
But this couple, I said to the woman, I says, I don't know how you've done it. They were married for 40-some years. And I says, you know, I says, you really had to keep away. And she says, you know what? This is all going to change because he just retired from being a truck driver.
Yeah.
And he's driving me crazy already. So she said, you're right on. She says, we have different opinions about things.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been she pretty much nailed me on the head. We're talking to Nancy Heitzman of Nancy Heitzman Handwriting Analysis. So you're just doing this for fun.
Yes.
Just for a hoot and for fun. But if people would like to get in touch with you, how do they do that? What's the best place to do it?
Well, I have an email address.
Oh, Nancy's got an email address. Okay, here we go. So it's easy. It's handwritinganalysis4u@gmail.com. And so they would contact you through there and say, I'd like to do a handwriting analysis, and then you work it out.
Yeah.
So then do you do the thing where people, like, sign things and then just email them to you?
Actually, I haven't done that for a long time. But what happens is I have somebody who deals with this with me, and I get on the phone and talk to this person.
Okay. All right.
So you talk to me personally.
So you're looking at their signature when you talk to him. All right.
Right.
Well, Nancy, I think you nailed me dead on, and that was actually pretty cool. That was really neat, and I always knew my signature meant more than I thought. So, all right, it's been a pleasure to hear. Thank you very much, and your grandson's keeping a handle on you, and you have a very unique talent, and this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, that's Nancy Heitzman, and she analyzed my handwriting here during the WGHN Everything Expo, and she can do it for you too. You just come on out. She's right over there in the middle section. She's the middle booth on the right hand side, and Nancy will analyze your handwriting, because as and as my mother is probably listening, she'll say, well, you know, she got you just right, son. She nailed you just right. So there you go.
There is no better choice than WGHN Radio to tell your group's story. With award-winning marketers, copywriters, and producers in-house, we will work with you to formulate a plan to make your voice heard. Contact us today at 616-842-8110 or visit WGHN.com to learn how we can contribute to your organization's growth.